It was called Looking at the Living Bones. That was the phrase that was used throughout science to sell X-ray. Because it was the first time that a foot that had been chopped off is no longer alive, but you can see the bones. So this gave you an opportunity of seeing living bones. So that was the phrase that was used. And for feet and hands. Now, as Anne said, it was used quite regularly for feet, but for a very strange subject, it was to see if the foot could fit in a shoe. And you would be sat outside the shop, and there would be an angled board with the Cook's tube underneath it, irradiating towards the patient. And there would be no film. It would just be one of these screens that I talked about that's inside the cassette. And that would glow green. So you would have a green and black image of the living foot. And then they could measure it and do what, and make sure that the shoe they're going to put in would be correct. The doses would have been frightening and aimed at a very sensitive area, I might add. Many, many people died during those areas, during those times, from over irradiation, right through into the 50s and 60s. Now, I think they knew about the effect of huge doses, but at no time did they understand that there was no threshold to the amount of dose. They assumed that you could have lots and lots and lots of little ones and it would be okay. So no threshold. They thought it would get to a point and then you've got to be over that limit before it becomes dangerous. So they just kept everything under in the low lot and then x-rayed you hundreds and hundreds of times. And of course, that is untrue. It's accumulative. And in fact, Anne and I will somewhere have our dose records saved in perpetuity because our doses will have accumulated through work as well as through actual imaging.